Tensions are building along the Turkish-Syrian border, where a Syrian Kurdish militia outpost recently came under attack. In the Syrian village of Zormuhar, members of the YPG militia blame artillery from Turkish tanks across the border.
They came from this side. Turkey says it was not them, but it's obvious it came from there. Jarablus is nearby, so any attack on Syria will have to come from there. There have been many attacks by the Turkish military from that side.
The YPG's general command is demanding an explanation and has complained to the international coalition fighting IS.
What Turkey is doing is a clear violation against the YPG. We have conveyed this to the partners in the coalition. The coalition is aware of it. Also, the YPG has made an official statement about this incident, asking for a clarification from Turkey's side.
The Turkish military did not respond to VOA's request for comment on the attack. In a separate incident, the YPG said that Islamic State militants were attacking the town of Serin, while Turkish fighter jets flew overhead.
As Turkish fighter jets were flying over Serin and Kobani, Islamic State terrorists were attacking Serin. As a result, 7 YPG fighters were killed. Turkey must clarify all these subjects. Why are they doing these things while they are supposed to fight Islamic State?
The YPG alleges that Turkey handed over 6 wounded YPG fighters in Turkey for medical treatment to Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra militants. The Turkish military did not respond to VOA's request for comment on the YPG allegations. For Zana Omer in Zormuhar, I'm Roger Wilkerson, VOA News.